Hey y'all!
Hi guys, today I am with
Gabby Bones,
and I am Michelle, and we are going to be reading
Add a Twist Scientist, and it's really good.
Hey, whenever you hear a loud noise, you need to turn the page, because that's when we are moving on.
Atta Marie said that over till the day she turned 3. She bounced in her crib and looked all around, observing the world but not making a sound. She learned how to climb and made her big break with a trail of chaos left in her wake. She ran through the day chasing each sound and sight and didn't slow down until she conked out at night.
Her parents were frazzled, but tried not to freak, as Atta grew bigger and still did not speak. Clearly, young Atta, with thoughts in her head, would have to say something when it ought to be said.
That's just what happened when Atta turned 3. She tore through the house on a fact-finding spree. She climbed up the clock just as high as she could. Her parents yelled, "Stop!" just as good parents would. Atta's chin quivered, but she did not cry. She took a deep breath and she simply asked, "Why?"
Why does it tick? Why does it talk? Why don't we call it a granddaughter clock? Why are the pointy things stuck up to a rose? Why are your hands up inside your nose? She started with why, and then what, how, and when. By bedtime, she came back to why once again. She drifted to sleep as her dazed parents smiled at the curious thoughts of their curious child, who wanted to know what the world was about. They kissed her and whispered, "You'll figure it out."
Her parents kept up with their high-flying kid, whose question and chaos both grew as she did.
Even Miss Greer found her hands were quite full when young Atta's chaos wreaked havoc at school. But this was clear about Miss Atta Twist. She had all the traits of a great scientist.
Atta was busy that first day of spring, testing the sounds that make mockingbirds sing. When a horrible stench whacked her right in the nose, a pungent aroma that curled up her toes. "Zowie," said Atta, which got her thinking. "What is the source of that terrible stinking? How does a nose know there's something to smell, and does it still stink if there's no nose to tell?" She rattled off questions and tapped on her chin. She'd start at the start where she ought to begin. A mystery, a riddle, a puzzle, a quest. This was the moment that Atta loved best.
Atta did research to learn all she could of smelling and smells, both the stinky and the good. One hypothesis Atta thought could be true: the terrible stink came from Dad's cabbage stew. She tested and tasted, but soon Atta knew it was time to come up with hypothesis 2.
Then Zowie, the stink struck again just like that. Hypothesis 2, it's caused by the cat. The cat couldn't make such a stink on its own. It needed perfume and some fancy cologne. So young Atta tested. The test was a flop. She started again, but her parents yelled, "Stop!"
Atta Marie, to the thinking chair now. By the time we count 3, enough, said her mother. "That's it. said her dad. Her parents were frustrated, frazzled, and mad. Why? Asked a question. Her mother said, no. What? Asked a query. Her father said, go. You've ruined our supper. You've made the cat stink. Enough with your questions. Now sit there and think. She looked at her parents. Her heart turned to goo. Poor Ada Twist didn't know what to do.
She sat all alone by herself in the hall, and Ada once more could say nothing at all.
And so Ada sat, and she sat, and she sat, and she thought about science and stew and the cat, and how her experiments made such a big mess. Does it have to be so? Is that part of success? Are messes a problem? And while she was thinking, what was the source of terrible stinking? Adam Marie did what scientists do. She asked a small question, and then she asked two. And each of those led her to three questions more, and some of those questions resulted in four. As Ada got thinking, she really dug in. She scribbled her questions and tapped on her chin. She started at why, and then what, how, and when. At the end of the hall, she reached why once again.
Her parents calmed down and they came back to talk. They looked at the hallway and just had to gawk. No passing, thinking. Now, the great thinking hall. They watched their young daughter and sighed as they did. What would they do with this curious kid? Who wanted to know what the world was about? They said, we'll figure it out.
And that's what they did, because that's what you do when your kid has a passion and heart that is true. They remade their world. Now they're all in the act of helping young Ada sort fiction from facts. She asks lots of questions. How could she resist? It's all in the heart of a young scientist.
And as for that smell, what can Ada Twist do but learn all she can with her friends in grade 2? Will they discover that the stink that curls toes? Well, that is the question, and someday, who knows? Bye, y'all.